Good morning. Welcome to the show. Still remain your radio girlfriend, Ada. Blessing.
Said the only type of register the law recognizes is paper-based.
News. The Senate has condemned the proposed siting of 20 projects in Lao local government area of Thurrabi.
Sports.
Goal number 2 for Liverpool, and the champions are ahead for the first time in this game. Second earlier, he dropped a clanger, and this time he's wiped the slate clean.
That's what we do. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hi, my name is Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Never know how much I love you.
Going through a lot in your relationship and you need someone to talk to? Then join Ada Blessing on the Chat Station. Heart-to-heart conversations and love and life experiences, matters of the heart, and so much more.
She'll be my Juliet and I'll be your Romeo.
The Chat Station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Lagos.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk and sports.
Only on One Dial.
One Dial.
99.3.
99.3. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? They call me Rude Boy.
Yes, sir. What love, man? Superba in the building.
This is Daddy Shoki.
It's your boy, MC Galaxy, the king of new dance in Africa.
You what up, my people? It's your boy, Zlatan Ibileka Pachi, Mari Chupaku.
You are listening to no other but Ada Blessing.
And you're listening to Ada.
Oh, you're listening to Ada Blessing.
a kind of loving, one with lot of understanding. Come rain, come shining. People started to say that she wanted more than a Mr. Right. All that she wanted was a man that sees the light. They say she's a fool for being uptight, when all that she wants is good love, love you fight. Special kind of girl, hard to come by. This kind of girl, now you might want to make my wife. You're the one, say no more. Don't bother about what the people say. As I said, every time that I look into your eyes, I see fire. That you be sending, I can't believe she's still a virgin. Lots of guys have been up to her, but there was no compromising. She be strong, she be keeping herself until the day of her wedding. Under the right ceiling, with the right person, a person deserving of a special kind of loving. Every time that I look into your eyes,
in your relationship? Tired? Confused? Depressed? Do you want to talk to someone?
Or do you need someone to talk to you?
Join Ada Blessing,
your radio girlfriend.
Every weekday on the chat station from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk.
You, I can never forget the way you take to my heart.
Here is the song released by Chidi Mbam in the year 2011. Hey.
Can you not try singing, please? I'm begging you. Ada, please, can you not try singing? I mean, if this girl sang the way you are singing, I'm not sure. It's not like I'm discouraging
Rihanna got nothing on me. Even Beyonce.
You're right. I mean, there's some Rihanna in Rihanna of mainland or something. Maybe that one you're referring to, not the one I am.
You also crushing on Rihanna?
Me and Don Jazzy, we are dragging. Yeah, dragging. Just like it's in, I don't know. But it's fine.
No sleep. Wake up. All right, welcome back. This is the Chat Station. And right about now, it's time for the Soul Therapy segment where we talk about matters of the heart. I know that you enjoyed my voice singing that beautiful song by Chidi Mbam. Kelly
Sure,
Cape.
Definitely not me.
Well, it's Thursday already. I mean, a day where we just threw things back in time.
I agree.
So I can just go back in time, back to the days that I used to sing. But well, I've sang before. I sang. No, I am serious.
Sorry,
right now.
Sorry. Wait.
I am serious. I've sang one song.
You sang one song.
No, it's
where in the toilet.
For real, hold on. So while I was in school, there was this guy. What's his name? David or Daniel? I can't remember. But Dido. He used to be a singer. Maybe he's still singing, but we're no longer friends. We weren't even friends. So I think he was in final year and I was in year three or year two. But we had this get together in school that we presented. Some people did just normal presentation and some people read news. Some people just mass communication, basically practical. So I can't recall what I did. I think I took the news or I presented on a topic. Yeah, I think I spoke on something. Drug abuse, yeah. So the guy, he wasn't asking me out. Scratch that off. He just liked my voice. And after everything, he walked up to me. He was like, I'm working on a song. I'd like to have you on the track.
Hold on. Did he let her...
Wait.
Did he let her sing on the track?
Hold on. And I was excited. Yeah. It felt really great. I was like, oh my God, I'm doing something new, something different. Like, woo, I'm about to become a star.
Like star in this school.
Your business. Like, I thought I was just going to blow with that try. Yeah. Okay. I thought I was probably going to be, you know, Tiwa Savage or...
Can you go straight
or
to
the me? No, wait. Now I was feeling myself. I got home. I told my brothers. I told my parents that... I was going to jump on somebody's song. And after that song, I'll start singing mine. I'll start releasing my songs. Okay. Now I recall why my dad didn't even say a word. He just looked at me. I guess the man was just thinking of his money or money to pay fees. He just looked at me like, what's this one saying? He walked to his room.
Yeah.
3 days later, this guy called me. I was like, how far? He called the name of the street close to my house, not that far. I got dressed. Collected money from my mom, jumped the tricycle straight to the studio.
Got dressed to go and record work song.
And we recorded the song. You have no idea. My brothers, my dad, my friends, that song was on repeat.
I don't understand. Did you force them to repeat it?
No, now they were just, I think they were just supporting me.
Okay. I can understand that kind of family.
For real, I guess they were just supporting
even
me.
Even as it's no sweet, more just play them.
I agree with you. Yeah. But back then, I thought that was the best song ever. I would just forward it to my part. Then I was enjoying every bit of it. So years later. I am sorry. But years later, I think that happened while I was in school. So I think after service year, I was already working. So I got to know that my then boss, where I was working, was one of the members of Pink Code. You know that song? Now it's in me, your Pink Code, though. I want the keys to your heart, baby girl. So when he told me, Rex Okeche, when he mentioned to me that he dropped the song, I now fell in love with the song all over. You know that song was a hit back then during the days of Would You Be My Screensaver? Yeah. Same time. So I now started looking for my own song to also be playing on the radio, like throwback. Because then I used to play Tonto DK's throwback song.
Hey,
wait. Yeah. And Genevieve. No way. No way. If you were still... Ada, why are you doing this?
Well, I don't know if some of these are celebrities ever... You know, sit back and be like, why
don't
did I even this, sing?
Don't told you. She apologized to us. She was like, I'm sorry that I made you guys listen to that. She did. So I started looking for this song of mine to like also play on Thursday's throwback. And then I called the guy. I looked for him and I saw him on Facebook. Mm. I added him up. And
so where's that song?
Look, he accepted the request and I asked for the song. And he said, I don't have the production copy right now because of where I am, but I can forward the link to you to listen. I don't know how you're going to extract it and then put it up on the radio. And I said, okay, fine. He sent the link. And normal level, you're supposed to listen to me, right? I listened to this song. It got to my part. I was like, God forbid.
Maybe the guy stopped recording songs after you jumped on his song.
I think so.
He just be like, you made mention of something. The guy never asked you out. He was never interested in you.
No, 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 no.
So maybe he was actually interested in you.
No, wait. He
after
was planning
song,
on getting married. No.
Apart from that.
No, for
wait
real.
Now. Maybe after after you jump from the song. There are certain things that may just happen and be like, God, did I ever crush your...
No way. But I just listened to it and I was like, God forbid, I can never put this on the radio. Okay, it's not a matter of putting it on the radio. Yeah, I can put it there and then play it. But what do I tell people after playing the song? Like, you just listen to Dave and Ada Blessing, like to Pierre Quiet. I cleared my chat with the guy because I never wanted a reminder of that nonsense I did. I just said everything. So yes, I don't have the song. And don't even ask me of the name.
But
I can't remember.
Relax now.
What?
I'm going to look for the guy on Facebook. And also ask
you never know him.
It's fine. I'll know him. You know, it might take time, but I'll know him. And on that song, Nigerian Fool, I promise you. It's a promise. Pundit is promising you people. I'll bring that song. And one day, I'll just do a prank like, yo, someone is in fire. So you just go, and then I'll just play it. And I'll be like, Ada is back. Let's clap for Ada.
But I've worked on myself. Nice, I have improved. Now I can sing better.
Yeah, I see you do stuff on TikTok. But please don't bring those things to radio. Like,
no, come on.
This kind of singing?
No, I can sing.
It's okay, it's okay.
Me, I want fire bazooka, oh no. Mr. Monino, the wister.
Now you're tempting me to sing now.
You can't even sing.
Because that's my guy. But I'm really concerned about what your family was doing to you then. They knew it was a wax song, but they just split.
My brothers will not make heaven. What? To think that they were hyping me.
No, so.
And then their friends will come at home. They'd be like, come and listen to my sister's song.
I think what they were doing is, when they
don't give him moral support.
No, once you're out, they just come on, will you off that? should they come quickly on now? You know, I think that's what they did, but come on, man. Moral support. Let's
but I killed it.
I killed it then. Then
sadly, I can't even remember my line, but it was so high. The note.
That's what I
was screaming.
Of course, you wore new clothes to go record it, so you'll be screaming, so it's nice. I understand. Trust me, it's fine.
But please, if you want me to jump on your track, I have worked on myself. I am now an amazing singer. Yeah.
Well, that's after she jumps on the track. If you want to stop singing, you can go on. Because the guy...
Wait,
No.
Oh, Susanna.
You have heard the testimony of a guy who stopped singing.
You know who loved me again. Money go. Woman go. I'm so good.
Well done.
I buy you shewu. And so what?
Well done. Let me do what your family was doing.
Chicken.
Well done. Nice one. Aww.
All right, thank you so much. I know some of you are already laughing at me right now, but it's okay. It's Thursday. Yeah, once in a while we just have to go back in time and share those annoying stories. I've shared mine. Don't worry, I'll get to hear yours someday. But yeah, at least I did something fun. Mm-hmm. I did something interesting. I sang. I dropped an album.
Well, maybe then they used to call it a track an album. I don't know. There's so many things we call
wrong. But I'm working on my EP.
Ada, can you rest?
I'm working on my EP.
Okay, I'm music promoter anyways, so you can let me know, alright?
So the song will not go by the damn market.
No, like, no, let me know now. I mean, you know I do this for a living. On
I reject
site,
it.
So it's fine.
Please, if you're a music promoter, right? Just slide into my DM. Let's work. I'm working on my EP.
I'm telling you
about,
your face now.
About 9 tracks. And trust me, I am going to have Machala in there. Big Wheeze. Yes, I'm going to feature him. I'm going to feature Burner. I'm going to feature Davido. I'm going to feature 3 of them. And I'm looking at working with Thames, Aria Star, and what's the name of this up and coming artist? Ashake. Yeah, I'm going to.
Are you okay?
Yeah, he's buzzing. He's
hello.
He's on the rave of the moment, but you can't deny the fact that he just got into the music space.
It's fine.
So yes, I'm going
it's
to feature fine. Him. I mean, great collaboration.
So the good thing
watch
about
out for me.
This.
Anticipate my EP.
It's
gonna be a blast.
I don't like
it's gonna
this energy
be. It's gonna
now.
Be mind blowing. You're going to love it.
It's
yes.
Okay. It's okay. Send it off your mic. Off your mic. It's okay. It's okay. You know, they actually you know, when you mention Big Wheeze has another version. So maybe it's the other version of
no Big Wheeze, like whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that came on Instagram Live for 15 seconds.
I don't know about that, but the one that just dropped the song. Is it Bad For You or Bad For Me?
That's the song. So he played for like, I think a few seconds on Instagram Live and he went, I'm like.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to work with him.
If you're big, you're
together,
big.
Together, we're going to drop something big. Big Wheeze.
And that, can you stop this?
I am serious.
Okay, I know you, please. Come, please. I'm beginning to feel bad.
I'm going to do a remix with him. You need to see how Bondi is just staring at me here. You know that video that was making the rounds on Instagram, right? Of one preacher who was aggressive with his style of preaching and telling somebody, "I will come on your teeth just now." Bondi just gave me that look like, "And that one more word from you, I will come on your teeth."
And then there's one of me that's on social media. A lady was coming back from church and be like, "Ha! He don't slap my face because he won't come out anointing. He don't slap all my face all red. Which kind of pastor be that? Anointing be that? I don't go to church again."
Oh, well, welcome to the show. It's Thursday, so you know how we do it here. Thursday, Fridays, we just keep everything simple. We'll be having serious conversations from Monday to Wednesday, right? And trust me, tomorrow or later today, 10 p.m. later today, we're going to bring 100% fun. Yeah, we're not going to talk about Nigeria. We're not going to talk about ASU. We're not going to talk about elections. We're not going to talk about anything of such. We will just take things back in time and just have fun on the radio, 100% fun. And we're close to the weekend. Ooh, so let's start tonight. But before that, yesterday I promised bringing back a topic, so let's just do it. According to a story shared on Facebook, a man who refused to do cotton white wedding with his baby mama is now begging to wed her in court after she got an opportunity to relocate abroad with her family. The story is quite interesting, funny, and not that funny. All right, so let me just read it and then we take a few calls. When it gets to 1 o'clock, we switch things up and talk about sex, baby.
Did you just call me baby?
I can never do that. I got pregnant 9 years ago while dating my current husband, and then the issue of marriage came up. I wasn't working then. He told my family and I that he doesn't want a court marriage for no reason. My parents tried talking to him. I cried and begged him severally to legalize his marriage with me, but he stood his grounds not to wed me in a court. I involved his family members to help me beg him, but he said that he's old enough to make his decision. Oh, they said rather. But they said that he was old enough to make his decisions. He even refused to do a white wedding either because my church requested for a court certificate, so we ended up doing only traditional marriage. I later got tired and gave up on the matter. I was hurt and broken, but I resolved to marry him like that just to save myself and my family the shame of having a baby outside wedlock. My dad was angry and disappointed in him, but he didn't care. And because of that, my dad vowed to see me a successful and independent woman, with or without him. After I gave birth to my baby, my dad helped me secure a job with a multinational company and things started to turn around for me. I could not take care of myself and secure a future. Though I married my husband, but I never forgave him from my heart and he made me not to do anything in my husband's name. We currently have 3 kids together. but all my properties are in the name of my children. I never use them as my next of kin either. Just last month, my company decided to transfer me to a branch in Texas, and the company is willing to pay for my entire family to relocate with me. My husband's business is not doing too well, and he is willing to relocate also, but we have no legal certificate to show that we are married. Now he wants us to go to court and legalize our marriage, and I have said no. My dad has threatened to disown me if I ever go with him to court. He's been tagging me everywhere as a bad wife who is not loyal to her husband, spoiling my family also. His family members have been calling me, trying to persuade me, but I told them that I'm old enough to make my decisions also, and I've stood my ground just like he did to me 9 years ago. And according to Daddy Freeze reacting on this, Daddy Freeze said, "Not everything in life is tit for tat. Sometimes maturity and forgiveness are key." The author didn't state anywhere that they had a bad marriage, just unresolved issues. No be everything the feminist movement. Marry him in court or end the marriage, it's up to you. But be very careful how you serve the breakfast, because you serve go chop inside. So let's have this conversation. We are asking, I mean, we asked this yesterday and we're asking again. Do you think that this lady right here is being petty? Do you agree with the Ladies Act, or are you in support of Daddy Freeze's stand on forgiveness? And if you were this lady, what would you do? How would you handle the situation? Forgive your husband, go to court, have the court marriage, and, you know, leave the country with him? Or you're going to pay back and be like, oh, 9 years ago I asked for this and you said no, face it, I am not doing. Or you're just going to divorce him, or better still, you're going to say, we're still married, but feel free to visit the kids and I abroad when you can, but me accepting you as my husband now, nay. Let's have this conversation. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Please, if you called in yesterday, don't call tonight. Let's give room to people that were trying to reach out yesterday to participate tonight, okay? Please, if you called in yesterday, don't call in tonight, all right? Let's do this. Who do we have here?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, hello? My dear. Yeah, we are here.
All right, so now, this issue I had yesterday, okay, let me quickly talk now. All right, see, the thing is, this thing has to do with mentality and philosophy. My name is Samuel, I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, okay. Sir.
All right, now, this thing has to do with just human mentality. You know, there is this Nigerian singer, he's visually impaired. What is his name? Kobam, pronounced rightly. Kobam, he said that we are just ordinary people, we are not extraordinary people. And at times, at times our philosophy, at times our mentality in the past, what we just think is okay by us. At times these things later come to hurt us, or they later favor us in the future. But it seems that those things do not really make us bad people, as far as bad thinking. We just have to do it. Now, talking about this man had that mentality of philosophy. Hello?
Yeah, go on. We're with you.
If I had that mentality then, maybe he wasn't an apostle of what is it called? Was an apostle of marriage. He just believed that it for him is traditional marriage. Maybe he has something that he just doesn't want to go with court marriage. And I just like that. There was even a time that he said that understand that you will not like anything to say that backfires on you.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? You have your own reason for that. The reason is that no man to come and start thinking that he has got to whatever.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The mentality. Nobody knows tomorrow how that thing will pan out for you or not. But that's bad for me. So this man has that his own mentality. I'm just like speaking now from that angle. I'm Igbo. I'm Igbo. It's just for my own side. we can spare our millions, our last proof of traditional marriage, even compared to these other marriages, type of wedding. Because many of us, this court marriage, though it's not bad, but some dubious women kind of take advantage of these things, take advantage of marriage and, you know, only to come and reap from where they did not to. All these things are mentality. So, no, if somebody has that kind of mentality and it's kind of adamant,
okay,
kind of adamant not to do it, and that's why in the past, so the man has his fault. They were pressurizing, they were like begging, family people were begging, didn't see it. But now as their life is in shape, at least the woman should just look at it from the point of, okay, as their life is in shape, and just forgive it. And that's why we are just ordinary people, we are not extraordinary people. I'm trying to make mistakes. These are past people.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. We have this call via Skype from Constantine. All right, welcome.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine. To the big man in the studio, good morning to you.
Not really that big when it comes to money, but just big when it comes to, you know, if you know, you know.
You're welcome. You see, there is one thing that I hate most in my life is hypocrisy.
Okay.
You know, there is one rule that I play my life with. Do unto others what you owe others to do unto you.
All right.
You know, the young man made his decision clear, like he doesn't want any court registry. I wouldn't even call it court marriage because it's just court registry to register your marriage, which is mandatory in civilized world. You know, once you're married, the government's supposed to issue you a certificate. Now, if I was the man and let's say the woman had an opportunity to travel out, if I've already given her my words, like, I don't want this, I will not come now ask her, you know, you have to do it because you had an opportunity. No. I will sit her down and say, okay, look, there are other ways I can come and join you over there. You will go. They look for another way for me to come. Or by myself, I will look for another avenue to come and meet you. The moment I said, you know, because of the opportunity you have to do what I actually said I will not do, that you begged me for, that I said I will not do.
Okay.
I've already brought myself down. You know, I will never do such. And as a result, I will say that woman, my advice to that woman is that she can never do that with him. You know, no matter how people will think about it, no matter how dubious people will think she is, I will not agree her to take that step because she's relocating. And if I was her dad and she actually went ahead and get the marriage registry because of this, I will definitely disown her. You know, because I really hate hypocrisy. That is what I think. I don't see anything wrong if she did not forgive. It's not even an issue of forgiveness. You just said you don't want this. Then why are you now turning back to say, oh, because you have an opportunity? No. It's not possible.
Hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much for your contribution. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, who do we have here?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, my dear. How are you?
Hi, my name is Celine.
Your name is?
Celine Dion.
Is this Celine Dion of Africa or Nigeria alone?
The one of Nigeria.
The one of Nigeria.
And yes.
No, I thought you're not doing this. Stop. Celine Dion of Nigeria, I see what you've caused.
I know.
You know?
Yes, I'm like that.
You are like that?
And the main person is also like that.
Oh, you can sing?
We're like that, yes.
Okay, let's do it, my love. Let's
give
do this. Let's
bars.
Do this.
Give us some bars.
Me and you live on it. I am a singer too. Wow, I mean, I love
give
like
us some bars.
let us play the song this night, please.
No. Let us do one song by Celine Dion.
No. Let us sing first. She says she's the main Celine Dion, so let us sing first and let's see.
Okay, any song of your choice.
Yeah, any song of your choice. I just want to hear you sing.
I'll back you up.
Okay, I'll do gospel.
You do what?
I will do gospel.
Just go
gospel.
Ahead.
Go ahead. Sing.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my life I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Okay. Did you say your name
is Celine Dion? Wait, there is one part like that was waiting for her to get to.
Hold on, before you get to the part. Life, relax now.
You have been faithful.
And
all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able,
oh, I will sing
of the goodness of God.
Okay. Pundits know they go to church.
Okay,
you know,
this is for you.
Father.
It's fine. But Celine Dion of Nigeria.
Yes.
Have you recorded a track before?
You want to listen to one?
No, don't worry. From this, I'm not interested. Just like Ada did a song that last time, she never wanted to listen to it. It's fine. Thank you for calling us. Welcome.
All right, Celine Dion, let's get your take. Sorry.
I've heard this story over and over, and I will still keep my stand. You do not go to, you can't go back to what you rejected when you need a favor.
Okay.
I always say, if you're walking out of relationship, walk out with even your slippers. Just take everything. Sweep the floor and go. You can't toil all over and still come back because you're stuck in one place now. Me, I'm a very sensitive person and I love when I want to love. But if I want to take a stand, I go and I go in full. I don't go and come back to check whether I left something.
For real?
Yes.
So you don't even give that person a second chance?
What is the second chance for?
To make things right.
What does he want? An adult?
Oh, wow.
Are we dealing with a child? If it's a child, it's okay. Child, you see, the person has acted the way maybe within the age range the person is. An adult of maybe 30, 35, 40. See, people tend to work with what they see. You understand? People say women work with what they hear. No, it's not all women. You can't throw it on my face. And I passed through a phase in my life. Ordinarily, I have no business passing through, but because you were involved. And I passed through that phase all alone. You came back because it's dawned on you that you needed me to move forward in life. Oga, look for a way to move forward. Me, I've moved forward.
No, but they're still married, though.
They're still
married. Yeah, they're still married, yeah? Though 9 years...
I understand the story. The issue of not going to court.
Yeah.
And that's when you are supposed to do it, because you are not thinking that one person will make progress ahead of you, Abby. If you have thought of it, that in future something will happen, let's do it. Even if we will not divorce, we will not separate, let's just have that document. That's really... Even embassy recognized. The church document for me is not functional now.
Oh, wow.
Yes, is it functional now in embassy? No, they will ask for court wedding. Get it ready, even if you feel that you're not sure. Just a day. We don't know what will happen in future. And even if you want to say you're not doing, see, have some sense in where you want to do it. Try to have some body language that nobody will see that, I know do. Okay, we'll try, let's see how it goes. Don't put it clear that you don't need it. Women, the way we are structured, we are very sensitive. Men thought we are the weaker side. We are not. I don't know for others, for myself. I take exception to a whole lot of things in my life. And once I see it, you give me trouble in the end. I just leave it. So me, I will not even go back to say bye, bye, bye. No. Find a way around it. I'm here, I'm here. If it works, we'll go. If it doesn't work, we'll stay here.
Wow.
Do everything at the right time. You see, procrastination has put a lot of force into troubles. The ordinary will have no business being into. At that time, do it. Have it. Anything could happen in life. You just say, okay, this is it. What are you have done in between or something has happened?
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling, my Celine Dion. Thank you. Don't worry, I'll look for you. And together, we're going to have a collaboration. I'll have you on my EP. No, let me wait for album. Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Anda.
Yeah, hello.
This is Austin. Good morning.
Good morning, Austin.
Pandit, good morning.
Yeah, Pandit is good, but he just stepped out. So let's talk.
Okay. Okay, Anda, I was trying to call Jalida yesterday, but I couldn't meet up. So, what I say in that matter, that lady said that she will accept the man's decision to go to court. I will give kudos to her. But if she say no, I say support her. I tell you.
Let's know why. That,
eh?
Tell us why.
What that man did. That is, the man had taken the joy of that marriage out. The woman just be there. You remember the story. She said that she just wanted to have
save her face marriage and that of her family, yeah.
Yes. So, then when the man decided not to go to the white wedding and get the court certificate, that is where the man killed the marriage. So, that's why I said that if the woman decide, let's go to the court. Kudos to her. But if she said no, I support her. That's my own contribution.
Okay. All right, dear. Yeah. Austin, thanks for calling. Elvin Crack, yes, I took your text. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
My love.
Hello, good morning.
Turn it off. Yes, good morning. How are you?
I love this voice.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Your voice is so sweet.
I'm being so calling from Ajawa Estate.
Is it raining where you are?
I'm actually at work.
Oh, you're at work.
Yes.
So I'll just let you talk because you're at work.
I love her.
My own opinion, that guy is very selfish.
Why?
He's very selfish because when I requested that wedding for documentary purpose,
yeah,
he refused. And to me, I believe it's because he feels if I marry this girl and she have evidence of marriage, maybe because I have little change now, if something happens, she go one chop out of my own stuff. That would be the reason why he will decline. And now, him seeing her becoming successful, he wants to eat out of what she's gaining.
So you think he just wants to marry her now, so he has to go to Obodo Yibo?
If she were like then, that her daddy did not bring her up, her daddy did not give her a job now, he will not request for the wedding. But because she now has an opportunity, she wants to eat out of what she's getting. That's why he's requesting. If it's a hero, I will not give the opportunity, even without my dad before
you. Don't you forgive? Are you not a Christian? Don't you forgive? Don't you let things go? You don't?
After all, he was even ready to let go of the wedding when my people, even if they were then, they request him to let go of the wedding. If he cannot, he will let go of the wedding. He will, in that instant, because how consistent he is.
Now, wow.
So, when will I hold on to him when it's about my success? Like making the parking load, they go down.
Okay, my love. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
See breakfast.
No joy. After 9 years, making the parking load.
Just like that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
My baby.
Baby.
My love.
Baby, good morning.
My darling, good morning. I asked about you yesterday.
No problem, Anda. How are you?
I am fine. I've missed you, sweetheart.
And I miss you.
I miss you too.
Sorry, longest time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Fake love, no good, though.
Sunday, good evening. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, my... Okay, since Oluwachukwu started following me on Facebook, he has not been insulting me again. He has not been tackling me again. He has not been...
He followed you on Facebook?
I'm serious.
Wow.
Oluwachukwu, well done, eh?
Thank you, Bondi. Longest time.
But I still have one problem. My name is not Bondit. It's Pundit. P-U-N-D-I-T.
Okay. You can give me another name if I did not pronounce it well. Don't be annoyed.
No, it's fine. But I just need to tell you. Every time you keep saying Bondit. The other day you say Bondit by mistake. But it's fine.
I'm sorry, but the most important thing that you know that is your name.
Right. See, Oluwachukwu, anyhow you want to call Bondit. It's okay. Anything from you is fine. You're my baby. Feel free.
Baby,
I am fine. I'm good. No, aside missing you, I'm fine.
You sound healthy and romantic.
I'm just trying to be strong, but not hearing your voice, trust me, it took a toll on me. But I was just trying to be fine on the radio. But
cut,
now that I've heard from you,
cut.
I feel so good.
No problem. I'm back. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you too.
No, you know, with you, all things are possible.
I am not God, yo.
God answer through, God answer through men and women. You understand?
Okay.
You say we are small God.
Yeah. I think that's in the book of Psalms.
Are you small? I thought you said you have so many things.
Oluwachukwu, some people are single, and the fact that we are professing our love on the radio might just make them, feel some type of way. So let's not do this publicly. When we see, we just profess our love to each other in the dark room. So let's just get to the topic, okay?
Yeah. Ada?
Yeah.
You see, if you love someone, even when that person departed from you, you still remember that person.
Okay.
I get him. Mm-hmm. But if some fairy son around, men and women now, can I say women, they don't do love men this time around. They always what they will get from the men. I get him.
Okay.
If it's olden days or like our own time, I love my wife the day the spirit move away from my mind.
Oh, wow.
I get him. Even all he have done, I forgive her. But inside your mind, that spirit of hatred or spirit of anger is inside his mind. And woman is very, women, they are very, it's very hard women to forgive. I don't know why. When women say no,
it's very hard for women to forgive. Women
to forgive.
Wow, I'm shocked hearing this.
And I'm telling you the truth. If women tell you say this no, I'm not going to do it. And he has zip up his mind. He cannot do it. Hmm. But I want to tell you what happened this yesterday night, please.
Okay, a minute.
Yeah, you see all this. Sorry to say this, but Nigerian police, they are not there. What they did yesterday, one of them just slapped me yesterday night. As we went to go and watch Chase Bus, we are coming home. They arrested one Okada man. This all these people that are despising the arresting Okada, they are giving things to people. It's not ordinary Okada. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
As we just watched Chesapeake coming home with my son, when that I just let me say, what's the problem? The man said, what's your business? What's your business?
Wow.
Before I know it, this guy just slapped me on my Ilepo police station.
Just like that?
And tell you the truth, I want to go there today's morning, and go and report.
Yeah, you should. I am so sorry
about
that.
And the guy wounded me in my eyes.
So sorry about that. So sorry.
I'm telling you the truth.
You did absolutely nothing wrong to him?
What did you say?
You did nothing to him to warrant that?
Nothing. Even my son is with me. Nothing. I just say, okay, this night, say, what's your business? What is your business? Before I know you, I'm not riding Okada. I did not do anything. Just because I say a word. But it's unfair. The way the police people are behaving this time around, may God help us.
Absolutely.
Especially the police people. They are very wicked.
Just take it easy. Go report tomorrow and then keep us updated.
Yeah, no problem.
So sorry about that, all right? Thank you so much for calling. Ada, stop missing Chukudi because now me won't carry you go where you no. Me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Otuk from Songo.
You're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, from Songo.
Okay, welcome.
My suggestion to this issue is that the woman should better forgive the man. So that
should better forgive the man, like with so
yes,
much authority. Why?
Let's not do that now.
Because what?
In the future, she may remember what she has done for not forgiving him, and she may regret her action for doing that. So she better forgive.
Amazing.
So I
let them move.
Are you just I may agree with you to some point, but are you justifying the man's action 9 years ago?
No, not that I justify the man's action, but
She should just forgive.
When anything happens, you just have to apply knowledge and understanding.
So the lady is the one to apply knowledge and understanding now, Abi.
Yes, the woman should. They've got issues together. They are one already, so there's no need of holding to that. If she cannot forgive the man, who else will she forgive in her life?
Hey, wahala. Okay,
that is my take.
So the man that did not listen to her 9 years ago, who else should he listen to?
Thank you.
Where did they go?
you're just something else.
Wait, he said thank you and he left. Like what?
Like it's done with the point. The call with so much authority that you want, you better forgive the man now.
Hello. Yeah.
I just want to make some correction now over that comment that man made.
Okay, go on.
You see the area where I say you take a decision and you just move.
Okay.
Is this mindset that men have?
Not all men. Some men.
Some men have that have made some women become God on their own. You are the one who wronged me. You are the one who failed to do the needful at the time, as at the time is important to me.
Yeah.
You come back because it looks as if it's important to you now. And you want to compel me, not that you are even coming to say, I'm a man, but in this aspect that I have air, you are not coming to crawl to say, sorry. You know what it is in Igbo land that you have a child out of wedlock, and both parents are still alive. Nobody, not really nothing. Nothing to show that your parents would, as in your father would stand and give your hands to the next person to give to whoever that is marrying you. After all of that shame, and you come and stand before me because you are the man, I should just go and follow you and agree. Who made men God over women? Who made men God over women? First of all, we are adults first. Secondly, we are human. Thirdly, we are created by God. The same reason, the same purpose, all of us, we are created. Nobody is different before God. That you are a man, yes. Everybody is equal. The same judgment everybody will get on the last day. This scenario of I'm the head, I am the head, and all of this. The earlier men forget about it and focus on being who they are.
Okay. Hello, are you there? My Celine Dion. That's it. Celine Dion credits the finish you. Okay. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning. You are Bondis.
Welcome, my brother.
Yes, so did I hear you say that the guy in question first go to Obodo Oyibo, are you?
No.
He never go. He won't go.
Okay.
He won't go with the woman.
The female one got chance to go there.
Okay. Yes. Her company wants to take her there with her family. But no papers, to tender showing that they're married. Now that's the bone of contention.
Okay, have two of them gotten some children before?
They have three kids together.
Okay. And he has every reason to forgive the guy now.
Eh?
She has every reason?
Yes, because of that.
Are you sure? I'm sorry. Are you sure you really understand this story?
9 years ago, he said no. But now he's saying yes because there's an Obodo Igbo involved.
I heard that part. Let me explain. You see, togetherness about men and women is so influential. People who are together, they send off their some children, even if it's one child. That influence is different.
Okay.
Then you come to talk about the children that they have dropped. That is another thing. It's not as man is one to lord it over, the very guy is one to lord it over the guy and the lady. The time he decided the way he decided, yes, I'm wrong. I mean, to me, it's wrong. But if you come now to the reason for forgiveness, there are certain things, these 2 points I give you now is influential enough. Is a reason, even over reason, for the lady to forgive him. Is easier said when you are now talking about this case, about some other people. And that, for instance, if you are the one now, you feel you got what I'm saying. You can't just go cling to that 9 years, the guy say this, say that. If the guy let her come back, even the dad knew that something like that could happen. That's why he was telling the lad, if you dare agree to him, we disown you. I heard you say that.
You heard now, what?
I think he said it, that the dad of that lady told the lady, if you dare agree to that very man, that he will disown her. Now, but the man in question is because of the disgrace and anger being the dad. What the dad knew that such could happen. And that is commonly happening. That they are staying together, together they have stayed. The influence is still on her. And you see, even on that guy. Even if the guy is trying to take it as advantage over her, there's nothing she can do. If she cannot wave the influence, she will just forget. It's not about, say, man is trying to lord it over a woman. No, it's natural. It's natural. One can say, if not me, I no go green. I lie. Even if not because of children. It could even be because of sex. Hello?
Yeah, we are here.
Yeah, it could even be because of sex. You know, women are so pretentious. This sex we are seeing is not the small one. If the man cassava is that he like it very well, talk down. You see that cassava? You see their mind? Let's tell the truth. If any other woman, no woman can even agree to me because of that same pretense I'm talking about. But in their mind, they know that it's true. Cassava, they make man, even if your husband, they beat him, he goes, see, they get. When Papa go to tell her, come out, he go, they get. So, these two reasons is powerful enough for the lady to say, yes, since the guy has come back. If the guy come back, it happened that he has gotten the father of the child. Is this a small thing?
Okay.
It's not a small thing. Thank you.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling. Hello? So sorry about that. Where you they go, Ada 2022? Ada Nagbero. Radio Mouth from Calgary. Why not? I just... Okay. Let me rephrase that. Where did they go? We good? Hello,
Ada and Pandit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Ada, this is divine. I've been listening to all everything you are saying. I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
If that woman forgives that man, I don't want to say it on that go fire him, but now what's going to happen?
Why? Why are you so aggressive?
That man is supposed to go on his knees in the presence of their village people and say, I am sorry. Anything below that, if that girl forgives her, she said a disgrace to her family.
Oh, no, you can't say that. You can't say that.
I said she's a total disgrace. If she ever
are you perfect?
That man,
you talking, are you perfect?
I am a man.
Yeah?
If I ever do that, no woman should forgive me.
Oh, wow.
If I ever do that, no woman, any woman that if that lady forgives that man, if they get to that Obodo Ibo or wherever it is, he will still leave that lady.
Wow.
That is the truth.
Coming from
so me. I don't know what anybody thinks about it, but that lady must not, will not, shall not, cannot, should not. As in, is there any other adjective? Mustn't not.
Anything not. Man.
She must not, will not, cannot, should not, shouldn't not, and willing to not forgive that man. It's a standing order. The father said he will disown her. If she's my sister, I will kill her. She shouldn't even try it.
Okay, enough. Bye.
Thank you.
What? You're going to kill someone for forgiving her husband? You sometimes forget that it's marriage, and sometimes you really don't want to get involved. And the way people react to things, especially the people involved in the marriage, is pretty going to be different from people looking at the marriage outside, you know. Please, just be kind with words, I would say. You're going to kill your sister for forgiving her husband? Wow. Hello? Yeah, hello.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but sincerely, I want to sleep, but listening to all of this make me sick. I keep saying it. Forgiveness is nothing. But my problem is, how do I forgive this person? And how did the person come in to seek for the forgiveness? Is it authoritatively? Is it that you tell me, yes, I'm the man, you just have to forgive? Or you come, sincerely, I know I've wronged you.
Mm.
It was done in error, but now I understood where you're coming from. Can we just look at this again?
Okay.
That is simple.
Okay.
But when you come and say, somebody say, he has no option. Some people talk about sex. Sincerely, sex can be gotten anywhere. For me, it's nothing. Sex is overrated. 5 minutes, Abby?
I don't know if it's to collect 5 minutes
calm
or no.
Down,
I don't know.
Down.
I last longer.
It has killed a lot of people. Abby, the same sex has sent some people to early grave. Anytime we are discussing issues that is life-threatening, I hate to bring sex inside because for me it's nothing.
Okay.
But this is a situation that the father of the child, I always say that, don't tell anybody you're going to marry the daughter that you're doing the person a favor. No, nobody is doing anybody a favor. The bride price is 1 million. Go and marry where you can afford. Nobody raises a child for you to come and decide how much you want to pay. As such, the father has every right to decide to some extent how that child's life should be.
Okay.
But if after all of this, you come as a man, they begged you, you say it's not important, and because it has stopped at your table now, you want everybody to just rally around you. No.
The last caller made a valid point. You should gather the same people who came to beg you, and you told them to their face, it's not important. It's okay, it's important now. Please, I need you to help me beg this person. Forgiveness is very easy, but the approach to seek for forgiveness is always a problem.
Okay.
Not that you come, ma, and all of that. I don't know for others, so if I'm the one, if I will forgive, it will take a very long time, and I will see reason.
It will take a very long time. So that's to say you're going to travel out and then forgive him maybe after 2 years.
I will not travel and he can go on his own. If he can't, just go. We are here anytime.
No, you're the one to travel. Do you understand the story? The lady is supposed to travel with her family members.
Okay,
her kids,
she's the one,
husband.
Not the guy.
Yeah, she's the one to travel.
No, I will go. I will go first. Give me, don't worry, I'm not married.
You know, show we'll love.
Leave love. It's love that I kill a lot of people, some people to any grave. Let's treat it the way it is so that people will learn. Just
wow.
Like we are discussing issues, I was hearing people say, people built Lagos, president has done this. She had died. Sincerely, I was trying to call that.
We're done with that topic.
But sincerely, the earlier we tell ourselves the bitter truth to ourselves and come down to accept that we have erred, the better for us. We can't keep moving higher and higher and higher, and we keep believing that we are unbeatable, we are untouchable, we are this and that. And we forget that little things brings a man down. Little things. A little thing can lift you up.
Okay.
It doesn't take anybody anything to say, okay, let's do it. What does Scott marry? How many minutes does it take? 21 working days. You get the certificate. Everybody travel their travel.
Same you.
Well, because of the issues on ground. So sometimes, men, behave yourself. Do the needful.
Okay.
Forget who is the head and who is not the head.
On behalf of
just
the men,
be reasonable. First of all, think we are all adults. We are human first. Forget who comes first and who comes second. Satisfy the need of that person at that time so that when your own comes, it will also be satisfied.
All right. Thank you.
Good night,
very much.
Let me go and sleep.
Thank you so much for calling. Oh dear, we have this call via Skype. Who do we have here? No name. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, my name is Benjamin.
Where you are is noisy. What's your name?
I'm sorry.
So sorry. You have to call back, yeah?
Pretty noisy.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Bondi.
Welcome, my brother. Are you just waking up?
Not really. I'm from bed, though.
All right. Talk to us.
Thank you. So, quickly, what I actually see on this issue is, I feel before this lady actually got married, I kind of feel like, you know, the guy had money, something like that. He was a rich guy. Because from the story I read, she... Dada said, if I remember vividly, Dada said something like, the father said he'll make sure she was independent on her own and so on.
Yeah,
so
her dad.
I actually felt that was a motivation one for the father. And he felt possibly if they go on to do a registry, it would be like, she wants to walk away with the money. Secondly, we should also look at it in another aspect. What if the lady in question was a very demanding person? There must be reasons why the guy decided that, okay, no, I don't want this thing. There's something about marriage. We need to look at it from both sides. Or basically, right now, we're judging from just one angle. That's the angle of the lady. I would say it's marriage, so it's open for her to still forgive because she should also consider the children. She has 3 children. And, I mean, going outside, she's going to start a new life. You know, the children have to adapt to the new life and all those. I think she'll need a husband at some point, even if not for anything, for the children, for her mental health, you know, and all those. But still, that still depends on her because, one, her father had helped her. Her father had seen the future where the husband didn't see it, and you know, he said he was going to make sure she wasn't dependent on the husband. Luckily for her, God helped her, and that worked through. So I just these things are things that happen in life. I have a friend, he's traveled out with his, currently now, his wife left first to London.
Okay.
She's studying in school, she's doing her master's degree. And you would see that he was the one who sponsored his wife. And told her, okay, don't worry. Go.
Hello, are you there?
I'll take care of the two children, don't worry. You understand? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. So he says he will take care of the two children. She shouldn't bother. And she spent about 5 months. Then they were able to process their...
Oh, dear. You got disconnected. But basically what we can get here is... together they were able to pull through. She obviously took him there and they live together. Okay. So we all need that support.
Hello, Ada.
I get it.
Good morning, Ada.
Mr. Jeff, you called in yesterday.
Ada, what time has...
You called in yesterday.
You called in. That means you traveled out yesterday with the woman. So Jeff.
Ada, you say 1 o'clock.
Bye. You called in yesterday.
I don't follow you again. I agree. I call you.
You just wanted to remind Ada something.
Ada, what time don't pass? Yeah?
Okay.
I will talk.
Thank you so much.
I know the deal. No, only Ada.
Good morning, Ada and Pondit. I am Mario from Gbagada. Some of my fellow men like to support nonsense. This man hasn't even apologized to the girl and her family. Instead, he's been rubbishing her family. This alone is a proof that the man only wants the marriage for the wrong reasons. The man that called to say should not, cannot, must not crack me up. Me too. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Ada.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I've waited for like 1 hour to get here.
I am so sorry.
Such a pretty voice you always get through.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Jane. I'm calling from Marco.
You're welcome.
Oh, you are even Joy.
Jane.
Okay, Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my ex's name. That girl flogged me for that relationship.
Please.
Well, go on.
Welcome, Jane.
Okay, I've been enjoying your program. Kudos, Ada. Kudos to you, to my ex. Okay, talking about this, man, I think the last caller, second to the last caller said something. He said, that you should forgive and all that. But let me ask a question. This particular man, he did not realize when the case were 1 year. Okay, let me just assume that he had already, he didn't know. It's not he didn't realize that he was making this mistake at the second year or third year. Or what was he waiting for until we get to the 9th year?
See,
right?
He wouldn't have even during this 9th year. He's just agreeing to it because they need a legal document to tender in.
Which is not right.
In court and of course at the airport to travel out.
Yes, I heard the whole story, right?
Yeah.
This is not nice. This is Nigeria. Most of these men, they get married to these ladies because they think they are wealthy and they don't want this woman to actually lose their money. And secondly, very, very, very important, male child, yeah? Some of these men, they think, okay, oh, if I marry her, she'll just give me girls and end up not giving me boys, then I have this right to remarry, right?
So okay.
There's a lot of reason to this, which I would say this man was doing this to his own benefit. To me, this is selfishness.
Selfishness.
Okay, what if this woman did not land this particular opportunity? Everybody is leaving the country good. But this man, he's just trying to make use of this opportunity, which is wrong. For me, if I were the woman, I go jackpa. I'll leave that man. I'll go. If you want to release the kids to me, good, I'm fine. If you don't want to, good, I'm fine. Let them stay with the kids. Where I go there and make money. After all, the children don't know their mama now. It is not right. Those people that even advise them, and I think these are wrong friends or bad influence or whatever, I don't know. But those people that he should spend more time or even begging the woman not to be causing trouble. That's my own take on this.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
Thank you very much. Keep it up with your work, all right?
Thanks for calling, my love. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, blessing.
you. How are you doing?
Such amazing voice. You people don't want me to stop coming.
Oh my goodness, how are you?
I'm fine.
Ada, this is some issue, right?
Yes, so. Oh, you called in yesterday, Blessing.
Mm-mm. Yes, I did.
You are not supposed to come in tonight.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We're giving room to
some just kind of comment. Kicking my head somehow.
Don't. Just say hi to me. That's enough, okay? Don't comment. Please.
Honestly, this is just entitlement.
Don't worry. I am not like that man. I'm not like
are
that
Are you sure?
Man.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I'm not even going to take it easy with you, like lightly with you.
No.
And both of you just get a room.
Sorry?
Oh, okay, I can hear you.
What did you just say?
Don't worry, she's jealous. Blessing, she's jealous. Blessing, I'm so sorry this is happening in our new relationship.
And
yes, Blessing.
Hi, my name is Blessing. So, this issue right now, okay? I don't know. For me, this thing is very clear. Most men are really, really looking for access, like women who they look for access, like
me. I define we get money to make it, no lie.
Seen, not even only either you have the cash or they are seeing the access in you that they can be able to make money through you.
Wow.
All the ones coming my way.
That's why the marriage of this is. I'm not even like on love or whatsoever anymore. It's all about what can you offer, what can you bring to the table, and which is not right always. Yes, of course, nobody wants to get married to a liability. Fine, but that doesn't should not be the primary assignment here. But I told you yesterday that probably this man is thinking of something else, like, oh, probably if this man did not go, I can be able to go ahead and get married to the woman that I can legalize.
Okay.
Legally married. So, this thing, this lady should just move on. Because this man is bent on just where he could achieve his own selfish interest. Okay. Yeah, fine. Nobody is perfect and all that. The lady even wants to give. She should even see the sincere apology from him. Not immediately just gonna do a cut marriage as in nibble for where that one is not going to even happen. For me, if I am like this, okay, fine. You're looking for an asset. Are you even that asset? Because so many men are looking for, oh, where do you work? Are you an MD? Are you on this? Their antenna will be upstanding. Just for them to really, really know where you work and all that. And by the time they find out your worth, because men intend knowing your worth before even getting serious with you and all that, and which is not right. So you find out that they are getting married to the asset. They are getting married to what you are, and not who you are.
They are what not getting you are married and to not who you
oh,
are.
In quotes, she's this. In quotes, she's that, and all that. They are not really, really getting married to you. So then tomorrow, if the table turns around and you start hearing so many stories, is when the unfolding secrets will start. The full secret will start unfolding. So when this lady wasn't this thing, and thank God for the dad that even helped her to add more values. You know, we keep growing every day. I've seen two people that doesn't have anything and they amount to something today. So they worked for it.
Okay.
But so many men don't want to work together anymore. This one is not all about women. Before it was women. They say, oh, women doesn't want to stay and work together. Now it's men. They are actually looking for where they can just sit and rip. Oh, who is your father? Where are you coming from? And all that. So many, too much questions. Asking you just on the first date, or even the second date, just only just 2 weeks. They want to know everything about you. Want to know where you're coming from and all that. And which is not right. Please. Even women, yes, they say women should work.
Okay,
that doesn't
you.
Mean that men will just come and relax and just start looking for.
But you called yesterday. Oh yeah, thank you.
Listen,
Pundit, can you just rest?
Okay.
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Isaac.
Isaac.
Welcome.
And that is your program. You give some people like 10 minutes, 5 minutes to talk. I wanted to call the topic, but my call was ringing and nobody to pick my call.
Nobody. We were here now. No vex. Oh, yeah, let's talk.
Okay.
No vex.
Baba, just vex. Let's give you the chance. Oh, yeah, vex.
Okay, I don't vex. I don't understand.
In three, two, one, oh, yeah, start vexing.
You see, let's just go back to the topic.
Thank you. Okay. I like that.
For me,
and you see, you know, guys, I won't para.
You've heard Uncle Kuma talk the point. That's straight to the popping.
Where
blah,
you
blah,
come
blah,
the
blah, blah.
Para for me. Why? Anyway.
Who sang that song? Whiskey, right?
I featured the video.
Okay. Sorry.
All right, having just 16 more minutes before we call it a day. Ada, don't do this. They will come after you. Hello?
I decided to call back.
All right, welcome back.
Okay, so quick one. Let me just round up.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is she has to, one, consider. On the other hand, if it was me, mommy cannot lie, you are not going to forgive. Honestly.
You're not going to forgive?
Because, yes, now.
Why?
I mean, like, this is 9 years ago when I begged you for this. I mean, I can imagine the emotional pain, trauma that she would have received from parents, family, loved ones, insults, possibly that she would have received. And this guy, because of the love that she had sacrificed, from what I've seen, looks like the lady loves the guy more than this guy loves this lady. That's why he feels he can control her.
Okay.
And that's still playing out now that she has this opportunity to travel. I mean, he's still ranting that they should go and do what he refused to do now. So that shows that guys isn't really, you know, what he's supposed to be in the marriage.
Okay.
So personally, if she was my sister, if he had like calmed down and say, okay, babe, we'll see, no vex for waiting her from that time. Like let's do this now. That would have been a different case. But the fact that he's now going around, you know, painting the family black, painting her black, it just shows that, man, the guy is not serious. So personally, if she was my sister, she was my daughter, I would just cut it off. Let it just be like that. But then it's also hard to make a decision because now she has to take love of the guy and then she has to consider her family, her children. If she will be able to cope, if she knows the children will be fine, then it's okay with her. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
We have here.
God bless you.
Hey, my love.
Yeah, my sweetheart.
Yeah, welcome back.
Baby, see, let me tell you something.
And her name is Ada Blessing, not baby.
Bondit. When you are talking with that two lady,
even Bondit,
the way your voice sounds, we don't know that you are shouting like this.
I'm just correcting you. I'm not shouting, bro. You're my brother.
There's no need for correcting me. I know what I'm doing, please.
Are you okay?
It has been a long time I spoke with my baby. Please,
okay.
Are you the one that will tell me what I will call my baby?
I wonder.
Oh, really?
What is your business over this matter, man?
Thank you. Ask him.
Huh?
Mind your business.
When you are doing like a baby in the kitchen or in the bedroom, nobody, that is not shout.
That
just ask that lady a question.
I just
and he just call up and say, I just want this and that.
Okay, sorry.
Please.
Sorry, go on.
For goodness sake, leave me out there alone, please.
Okay.
In fact, I just keep quiet for you to be.
I thought you were done. Only one second, please. Let's get to the topic.
So,
leave Bandit.
Ada.
Yeah.
You see, in marriage.
Yeah.
That's what we are talking. So may God help us. Don't let devil to come into marriage. When he come inside, the reconciliation is very hard.
Where's the devil now?
I'm telling you the truth. You see, as being a man, also being a woman.
Okay.
Obviously, we are talking about this guy now. If it is the lady that is the special thing happen now, it's very hard for that lady to come back that guy.
Okay.
It's very hard. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
So, he sent him, but the only thing is that...
Oh, dear. Oh,
all my... Wait. This is the same Oluwa Chuki that I want to buy you a Range Rover. Credit just finished too.
Okay. I guess it's network.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to believe so.
Okay.
Boy is making a case for it.
Bandit or bandit.
Well, I've gone straight to the point and just talked to her there. Instead of saying...
It took like 2 minutes to fight with you.
There was no air time.
No, you can't say that.
He's trying to recharge you.
You can't say that. You don't know who Oluwa Chukwudi is.
Oh, that's true. It's the guy that wanted to buy Range Rover. But I don't know why you rejected it.
No, he's still going to.
He's still going to?
Yeah.
And you're still going to reject it?
No.
I mean...
Anyway, it's still 99.3 Nigerian. But we have this text here. I dislike it when people bring emotions into radio topics using hash comments. Yes, nobody is supporting the wrong action of the husband, but which one be that lady own? We call, they ask questions like, who made man God over women? Plus, you're saying people should forget about men being the head of the house. The other one self called, say, okay. Elvin Craig, once again, we just want to get your take, okay? Don't comment on people's comment, their opinion. Hello?
Hello, Fundy.
Sir.
Hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello? What's wrong with Oluwa Chukwudi's network tonight?
Oh, it's actually network.
I guess so. Okay. Oluwa Chukwudi can't be broke.
He
can't be.
If you're saying so, who am I to say otherwise?
Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello.
Mr. Patrick, I call back.
Okay, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, maybe some ladies are now agreeing that in one way that lady can forgive, but the only thing is that the manner with which the guy will now beg. The guy knew quite well that he will bring the real manner because he knew what he has done. But the question to them, those ladies who are talking about the manner for begging, have they agreed if the man begged in a good manner that the lady should forgive? That's the question.
Okay.
So I maintain that lady ought to forgive, because when some other person, they say, if not me, I no go agree.
Yeah.
The person can find herself in that shoe.
True that.
She got agree 2 times. And I have told us and still maintain, let nobody try to deny this sex. Now him be the thing. Let nobody pretend. Okay. Now him be the thing where they unite man and even ordinary animal. If a near female dog, the male one can bite you, and you know they bite you because of anything, now that's a woman where do master, where him and him, they do jiggy-jiggy. Mm. That's why he will bite you. So
okay.
9 years is far, yes, but when the woman remember do 2 things I told you, children that they have dropped, why did that lady even agree to drop such number of children even before they started talking about a wedding?
Eh? No. She was just pregnant for one, and then they got married. She got the other 3 inside marriage.
Okay, you got the other 3 inside marriage.
The other 2, making it 3. I mean, even the first one, the pregnancy, they got married before she gave birth.
That is the same thing now. Why did she even got married before and give birth down before?
Because she was pregnant, and according to her, she just wanted to cover the face of her family and that of hers from you know, society, saying, oh, you gave birth out of wedlock.
I says they walk the whole thing.
Okay,
we
Mr.
try to cover that part.
Okay.
You hold every person. If they drive man crazy, they drive woman crazy. Let him forgive her and they have her peace.
All right, basically, you're preaching forgiveness again. Thank you very much. Devil go just their own. Person go they blame him. I am Mario from Gagada. All right, having just 7 more minutes, I think this is as far as we can go on the show. Thank you very much for calling. And thanks for, you know, airing your views on this topic. Well, we had this yesterday, and I promised I was going to bring back to the people that were unable to get through yesterday. But interestingly, phone lines are still buzzing, but we can't take more calls. So yeah, I gave my take yesterday. Pondit, over to you. What would you say about this quickly? So
my take, yes, in as much as we all say, a lot of us say the woman should forgive because of the fact that he is her husband, they have children together. Yeah, it makes sense. But then again, let's look at the attitude of the man. You don't just say because you are a man and you have a total power over another human being. But you need to understand that even if you are asking for she to do this with you right now, you need to understand she deserves some level of apologies. It depends on how you go about it. You don't go out and start. What happened to your moment when you guys are, you know, having together, I mean, having a good time together in bed? That's the best time to tell her that, hey, baby, I am sorry. You know, this happened like this 9 years ago, and these were my reasons. And because of this, please, now that things are like this, okay, can we now move on and do what you wanted us to do 9 years? That's how you say it. And come on, the human will just melt and everything will just die inside that room. And not even spill out. Okay, that's how far we can go on the show. My name is Henry Pondit on all social media platform. It's Henry Pondit. Pondit is spelled P-U-N-D-I-T. I shall be here.
All right. Thank you so much. Ada Blessing is my name on Instagram. I am at Ada Blezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. And on Twitter at Ada_Blezy. We are Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Coming up next is a song by Break and List. And this one is Love is Wicked. After that, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire, Sunnyside, and Hard Facts. And 5 o'clock will be the live broadcast of The Morning Crossfire. Thank you so much and good night.
I can't get through my day. You feel me? Thoughts of you just keep consuming me.
And in my head, and in my head, oh yeah.
Back to it, but now I see that you're not mine. And I was wrong to think you'd change it. I wish you could stay with me and not stay. I wish I could change your mind and make you stay. I play nothing but two.
But don't forget over you. And then by the alcohol remedy or a cure. Someone call the doctor or emergency crew. Come and carry feelings for you, for you, for you. Tell me you got no forget over you. And then by the alcohol remedy or a cure. Someone call the doctor or emergency crew. Come and carry feelings for you. Oh my baby, I am missing you. Tears
I'm a pillar, cause your love is wicked. Cry me a river, cause your love is wicked. Friends come around, say your love is wicked. But the kisses when you get, don't you know it's wicked. Wait for your call, cause your love is wicked. Can't sleep at all, cause your love is wicked. Pain in my heart, cause your love is wicked. But the luck on when you get, don't you know it's wicked. Cry me a river, cause your love is wicked. Friends come around, say your love is wicked. But the kisses when you get, don't you know it's wicked. You're kissing, you're hugging, you're loving.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Can I have your attention, please?
The news, information, and the right conversation are here on Nigeria Info.
How many is this type of wicked attack has affected in the other part of this country? So that what this is ourselves.
I'm not supporting stealing, but these politicians need to be taught a lesson.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3.
99.3.